Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we've got a great show for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit. And of course, we'll be bringing through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here at the show. You can reach us at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. You can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Now, if you have a business and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or you can give us a call at the office at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Dave Campbell, and he will be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates we have to mention. We do hope that you'll join us for our 2015 Afterlife Exploration Retreat, Reaching Beyond the Physical World. This is scheduled for July 24th through the 26th. We are back at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut. This is going to be a terrific weekend of presentations, mediumship communication, and there's still room to attend this event, so you can register right from our website. Also, on Friday evening, September the 11th, you can join us in Oceanside, New York, for an event called Desserts and Discarnates. We'll be with certified medium Rebecca Ann LoCicero. There will be an array of delicious desserts along with messages from your loved ones in spirit. Everything is up on the web, including dates and details about all of our upcoming afterlife discussion groups. We also have some new webinars, so be sure to check that out as well. For more information about all upcoming events, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for tonight. Of course, as you know, the third Thursday of every month is Mediums and Messages. And if you've listened to the show before, you know that all of our mediums have been tested and certified through Forever Family. Now, tonight, we'll be opening the phone lines in just a minute. You can reach us here at the show at 1-888-627-6008. And, of course, we do look forward to taking your calls. So on that note, let me introduce our guest. Our guest tonight is certified psychic medium Dave Campbell. And in addition to his work with Forever Family Foundation, Dave is also an ordained minister. He is a certified medium with the Winbridge Institute. He's also a certified clinical hypnotherapist. And in addition to Dave's spiritual work, he's also a professional astrologer. Dave is the owner of the Astrology Store in Glendale, Arizona, and he's the author of Forensic Astrology. And we are just thrilled to have him here with us tonight. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. We're so happy to have you here.
Great.
So you're a busy guy. You do a lot of different things.
I am busy 24/7, 7 days a week. It's great. So I love it. I wouldn't change it.
Yeah, and I love the array of things that you do. You know, I wanted to ask you something, and I'll give you an example of this in a second, because I know you do all these different things, but do you ever find yourself like integrating some of your abilities? Like, for instance, if, let's say someone schedules an astrology reading with you, and you're in the midst of, like, providing that type of service, do you also find that, like, your psychic ability kicks in or your mediumship ability kicks in?
Oh, absolutely, all the time. A lot of times, and if it does, I just go with it and stop, you know, what I'm doing in the astrology world and go to the medium and talk about that. Or if psychic impressions pop up, I also talk about that. I do clarify to the client which is which, you know,
which
whether I'm getting it from the chart, spirit, or if it's my own impressions.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard not to have or experience that little bit of an overlap. You know, and a lot of people don't know this about me, but I study astrology as well, you know, and I've been dabbling in that for years. And I often find that it's hard sometimes to tell if which way you're focused, you know, because it kind of comes in simultaneously, you know. Now, you also recently published your book, Forensic Astrology, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, if you could just tell our listeners, what does that term mean? And also, just tell us a little bit about what led you to write the book.
Okay, well, I've been interested in crime astrology and crime solving since I was a young kid and wondering why people do the crazy things they do.
Right.
And so I studied years of, like, psychology, and I didn't find the answers down that path. And then when I found astrology, I did find the answers. I found that you could see it in patterns in a chart, and over again you could see why they were, you know, the way they were, the way they made those decisions, and what energies were there. And sometimes it did go along with the psychology, but which came first, the chicken or the egg? So astrology came first, really. So that's kind of where I got interested in it. And then one of my teachers would have us try to do solve charts or solve mysteries with crime charts. And I thought, I didn't know you could do that. And so I started doing it and kept getting the right answers. And so it just kept branching from there. And then I developed my own style of what works, what doesn't in astrology as far as crime solving. And you can pinpoint, like, suspects or eliminate them from a crime, which I just did today. There was somebody turned in asking for if a suspect was involved in this crime, and I did the chart and said no. And clearly there was no energy connected at all, and so there would be no way for that person to be involved.
Wow,
and
that
they kind
is
of
so
felt
fascinating.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it can
very,
go the other way,
fascinating.
Too.
Yeah. So in some ways, then, it kind of gives you the ability to pinpoint things, like you said, or to eliminate things. So it kind of goes either way.
Right. Yeah. Most of the time, or a lot of the time, they are involved, as if they're, you know, suspects. But it's really nice to get a clear picture of whether we should keep going with that person or if they should just kind of back off and let go. And
And if you're working in a crime situation, are you finding also that sometimes you're just automatically connecting through mediumship with the person who is deceased? That's part of the situation?
Yeah, it does.
Wow.
I get, whenever I do a Find Me, I'm in a group of people called Find Me that helps find missing people with psychics and law enforcement and astrologers. And sometimes all three things will kick in. Sometimes I'll do an astrology reading on the person's chart. And then they'll come in the living room. You know, the people that I'm looking for, and we'll say, this is what happened, and this is where I'm at. And together with the clues from the chart, it just gives me a lot more added insight.
I just find this so fascinating because, you know, you could almost think of, forensic astrology and mediumship like two different roads, you know, that kind of lead to the same place because you're really getting information from both, you know?
Right, correct.
Wow,
yeah.
That's awesome.
And
okay, well,
when I...
Go ahead.
Oh, I was studying the serial killers' charts. If they were dead, I could tune into them, and that was very dark and very hard, and I had to stop doing it for a long time just to prepare myself for protection and shielding and that, because it's very not a pretty thing to see.
Yeah, and people don't realize how draining that can be for us as well. Okay, so before we go to break, we're going to take a quick break, but I also know that you do group mediumship, and you have an event coming up?
Yeah, the last Friday of every month, I do a group style, audience style, where I do, you know, gallery readings for people.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah,
and that's,
it's a very good
I have a date here. It says here it's coming up May 29th. That's your next upcoming date? Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
All righty. Well, we are going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Dave, and of course, we'll be opening up the phone lines to our callers. So if you have a question, or if you'd like to receive a connection with Spirit, give us a call here at the station. Now, our phone lines are completely lit up, but I'm going to give you the phone number one more time. It's 1-888-627-6008. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening, and if you're just joining us, our guest tonight on the show is certified medium Dave Campbell. Now, we're going to go to our phone lines, but for those of you who are listening into the show on the air, just to let you know, we are having a bit of problem with our phone lines, so If you're trying to get through and you're reaching a busy signal, please try again. If you get through and you're disconnected, we certainly apologize for that, but we're just having a little bit of an issue with that, and hopefully that's going to be corrected in a few moments. So before we take our first caller, I just want to mention that we like to hear your voice when we take your call on the air, and it helps us to connect with spirit. So if you would like Dave to make a connection for you, we just want your first name, and you can let us know if you would like a quick mini reading or if you have a question for us instead. We'll be happy to take your question. So, Dave, are you there with us?
Sure am. Yeah.
All righty. Well, we're going to go to our phone line. So I believe we have Linda calling in from Florida. Linda, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in. Would you like
Thank
to have
you.
A connection with Spirit, or did you have a question?
Spirit.
You'd like
I
a connection?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Dave.
Okay, I didn't hear any of that. What did you say?
Okay, this is Linda calling in from Florida. Oh, gosh.
Okay.
All righty. Well, we're having a bit of a problem with our phone lines. Let's try to see if we can get through with one of the other lines. Is Kathleen there? We have Kathleen calling in from Long Island. Are you with us?
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hello.
How are you? Thanks
Hi.
For calling
Good
in to
thing.
The show. Thanks for calling in. Would you like to have a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
Yes, I'd like to have a mini reading.
Okay. I'm going to turn you over to
Hello?
Dave.
Okay. Immediately, I see a dark-haired male with a mustache, dark mustache and balding, on the other side. And I don't know if he is a father figure or a grandfather figure, but he is very close to you. And I see a shorter
okay.
stature, thinner stature. Do you know who that is?
Unfortunately, I didn't know either one of my grandfathers, so it could possibly be one of them, yes.
Okay. And I do feel like it is somebody that's been with you a long time, and he's with you a lot of the times. He gives you a lot of guidance, and he's kind of one of your guides right now. And he's helping you like you're in a crossroads this last 6 months, actually. It's like you're trying to figure out which way to go, and he's trying to help your decisions.
Oh, great.
Okay, that makes sense to you, Kathleen?
Like I said, I really didn't know my grandfathers, so
mm-hmm.
that's why it's hard for me to...
Okay.
You know, I...
Yeah, I'm going to add a little bit more to this, because I actually feel other older energy. I feel a lot of energy above you, older generation. And I'm also feeling an older
okay.
female that's kind of there with him. And one of the things, as Dave was talking to you, I kind of became aware of the fact that you're very intuitive. Like they wanted me to mention that, or they wanted to call that to your attention, to really kind of pay attention to your intuitiveness. And is there a Mary connection
okay.
to you somewhere? Where is that name connected?
Yeah, that's my mom.
That's your mom. Okay. And do you understand
yes.
the reference to being intuitive, or just kind of having a sense of things maybe before they happen, or that sort of thing?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay. Because there, you have older energy. You have a lot of older energy. And I don't know about you, Dave, but I'm feeling like a lot of protectiveness around you and a lot
yeah.
of guidance around you.
Yeah. He is really trying to help her.
So, yeah, maybe the message for you, Kathleen, is to really kind of listen to your inner voice, you know, and when that speaks to you, you know, we call it intuitiveness, but other people might call it inner wisdom, you know, or your inner voice. But just pay attention to that, because it really doesn't lie to us. And I also feel like there's something coming up for you. Again, this is the older female on the other side making me aware of this. It's kind of like a heads up from her, where she's kind of making me feel
okay.
like, watch for some changes coming up. And I feel like this has to do with something you're doing right now. I don't know if it's a hobby or if it's work-related or where this is, but I kind of get a sense
okay.
that it's a good thing. So watch
okay.
for changes for the better, like, or maybe something's going to get a little bit easier for you. you know.
Oh, that'd be nice.
All righty. Anything else you want to add, Dave?
Yeah, I was saying retraining or reschooling. So going either to another class or learning some new on-the-job training. But it's learning something new is what they're showing me, too.
Does that make sense to you, Kathleen?
Oh,
well, yes,
I'm a teacher.
Better, yes. Oh, you're a teacher. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I'm a teacher.
Okay, well, that makes absolute sense. So watch for some new changes to come in. And I feel like it's around, you know, some of the things that you're doing. So, of course, that again, that could be within the line of work that you do. But you have lots of, you have a wonderful cheering section on the other side and very protective energy. Dave picked up on your grandfather. I'm picking up on the older female. And I also feel like you have a grandmother on the other side as well. Is one of your grandmothers at least one passed? Okay, because you've got more than one older female there. So, alrighty. Well, we're going to leave it there with you. Thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you.
And
have a good one.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks so much. All right, we're going to try to get to one of our other phone lines. I believe we have Glenda calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Glenda?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doreen. Thank you for having me. Listen in.
Oh, you're
Thank
welcome.
You.
You're very welcome. Now, did you want a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I'd like a connection.
Okay. I'm going to turn you over to Dave.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Hi, Dave.
Hi. Now, I feel female figure that's crossed, and she is on your right side. For me, that means mother's side. It could be mother or grandmother figure. And I feel like throat problems because I'm going to my throat, like it's closing or tight, something wrong with the throat. Do you know who that is?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, and who is that person to you in just one word? Like mother, friend?
Mom.
Mom. Okay, that's what I thought.
My mom had a stroke.
Yeah, and did it change her voice or change something with her talking? Because I'm getting speech problems or speech problems. You know, throat closure issues also. So it could be swallowing issues as well.
She couldn't swallow toward the end from the stroke, and she wasn't able to speak any longer.
Yeah, and she's with you a lot. She was a lot of a healer, and she is the mother type, you know, supreme, you know, archetype of mother, and she's still with you. She's always wants you to know she's okay, and that everybody took care of her in the best way they could, and not to let any, like, coulda, woulda, shouldas be in your mind, if it's you or if it's somebody around you, like another sibling, because I get that feeling that she wants people to let that go.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
And I'm seeing lots of flowers with her, white. I don't know why they're white. They're white flowers. It's purity. It's love. She's... And I don't know if you're just, she's showing me a gravestone or the gravesite or a memorial. I don't know if it's where you were recently or what the deal is. She's bringing it up. Do you know why?
No. I don't.
Yeah, but she's bringing it up. She's showing it to me. Is there white flowers there or was there white flowers? Specifically white.
No. No.
Because she wants me to bring that up, and she keeps showing it to me over and over, so she's not letting it go. And specifically, like, a grave site or wherever you'd have a memorial. So I'll let you go. That means purity, that she's at peace, and that she's happy where she's at.
You know, I'll just add to that also.
And our name, too.
When you were mentioning white flowers, Dave, mm-hmm. I kind of got the sense that there's an anniversary right around this time. Does that make sense to you, Glenda? Is there an anniversary right around May? Or we're coming up on the end of the month. It might even be June, where there's something marked on the calendar. Because I feel like that might be the flower reference, actually. Does that make sense?
The only one that passed away in June was my grandfather.
Okay. And is that your mom's dad?
my mom's dad, but we never bring flowers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It could just be a reference to the passing, because Dave was getting that pretty clearly. And you know, sometimes when you don't understand things, they get more insistent with us. You know, they'll say it over and over. And he was clearly associating that with the grave or you know, referencing the passing. And so I think it might be just marking the anniversary. It could be your mom's way of letting you know that she's with her dad, you know, and they were reunited on the other side. Sometimes they like to let us know who's around them and who's with them there.
Okay.
Did you want to add anything else, Dave?
Well, and it just dawned on me, too, Memorial Day is coming right around the corner, so it might have something to do with that. I don't know. Just logical thought on that. But no, that's it on that one.
Okay. All righty. Well, Glenda, thank you so much for calling into the show, okay?
All right. Thank you, Doreen, and thank you, Dave.
Take
care. All righty. Thanks for calling in. All righty. Let's go to our next caller. So far, our lines are holding up. That's good news.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we have Debbie on the phone. Debbie, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us, or would you like a connection to spirit?
I'd love a connection to spirit.
Okay. I'm going to turn you over to Dave.
Okay. I am getting a D initial. Do you know where the D initial is? Not your initial either. Is there another D that's passed for you?
No.
As it sounds like Danny, and there's also another name, the specific Nancy. So I don't know who's the Nancy person. Yeah, that's crossed over.
Oh, no, not crossed over.
Okay, is she a friend of yours?
Yes.
Okay, it might be for Nancy, and it's a D name that's crossed, and I see two people. I see male and female, so it's mom and dad, most likely. I'm seeing two shadows, so I think it's the two. It's for Nancy. You're going to have to give her the reading. It's not for you. I'm sorry. But somebody died tragically or quickly without saying goodbye, and they've desperately trying to get to her. So guess what? You're the it.
Oh, my.
Do you already know what this is?
Well, yes.
Okay. So please tell them that they're there on the other side and that they I keep saying they because there's two together, and I don't know if they passed together or they're both just gone, but
Oh, my.
I think they died together, actually, I think. So please give that message for me to them, because I think it's very important, and you're going to have to be the medium, and you're going to have to do a lot of counseling and help, because I think there's a lot of grief. Okay?
Yeah.
But it's really needed, so please do it. I'm getting chills all over, too. So.
So, Debbie, do you understand this for your friend Nancy?
I believe so. She just lost her husband.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So sometimes this happens because it might be the only way that someone on the other side might be able to get a message to someone here, you know. Mm-hmm. And as Dave mentioned before, it seemed like it was, you know, very urgent that they were trying to get a message through. So sometimes we become the messengers instead of receiving the message, you know, from spirit. But if you could let her know that information came through and it's just really to let her know that they're okay on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of agree with Dave. I think there's more than one person there, though, because I am picking up on older energy as well. So I don't know if it's her parents or when he passed, if he was with his parents. And also, this must have been a very fast passing. Do you understand that for him?
Pretty quick, 2 weeks.
Yeah, because I'm kind of feeling like the rug got pulled out from under everyone when this happened with him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, couldn't my husband be with him? My husband passed tragically 6 years ago.
Absolutely.
Okay, so maybe this is why we're
getting saying they're together.
Oh, how interesting. Now, did you guys all know each other? Did Nancy's husband know your Okay, that makes sense.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, and you know we keep saying they're off together somewhere.
Mhm. Mm-hmm. May I ask you something, Debbie? Is there a Mike or Michael connection to one of you also, either you or your friend Nancy? It could be somebody living. It could be someone living. So it doesn't always a name doesn't always have to be someone passed. But do you understand that name?
Nancy has a brother, Michael. He's alive.
Okay. Because I just heard the name said, and, you know, I'll hear names clairaudiently, but they could be people living. It doesn't always mean it's someone passed. So it's kind of, when I hear a name like that for someone here, it's kind of a hello to that person. Say hello to that person. The other thing I need to tell you also, with your husband passed before Nancy's husband, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm being shown that you were given signs by him that you have actually, okay, they just showed me two things. They're showing me he's connecting with you both in the waking state, giving you like little signs or like a heads up, but also in dreams. Now, do you remember your dreams?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay, because he's kind of making me feel like I'm with you. I'm around you. I'm kind of giving you a heads up. And he just made me feel like sometimes when you sense something, you think it's your imagination. You're just imagining it, that it's not really him. But it is really him. And also, he's telling me something about feeling him in the kitchen or sensing him around you when you're in your kitchen or doing something in your kitchen. Did you have an incident like that?
I do work on the kitchen table. I make fun of it because he used to do all his work on the table and have it a mess.
Gosh.
And now I'm doing the same thing.
Okay. That, I think that's why he's bringing it up, because he's saying, tell her about the kitchen. Mention the kitchen. So usually there's something significant about that when they mention something. So it's a heads up from him that he's around you, and that when you feel him around... Oh, he just told me you talk to him out loud, he said. He said you talk to him all the time.
Yes.
He said you talk to him all the time. Please understand that when they bring that up, it's because they hear you. They can hear us, they can see us, they know what's going on here, you know, in the physical world. And I do feel that he wants me to mention to you, he's a really strong communicator, actually. He wants me to mention to you that you've done a great job with your healing process, and he knows you still miss him. He knows there's a very strong kind of like a soulmate connection between the two of you, almost like when he was here, the way he shows me this, it was as if you could finish each other's sentences, or you would always like think along the same lines when it came to the important stuff. Okay? And he says you understand. Please know that your connection to him is really strong, and he is around you. And he says he hugs you, and to feel that energy when he's around, when you're sensing him around, to feel that energy just kind of embracing you, because that's what he does. He just told me to tell you that.
Okay.
All right. I hope this helped a little bit.
Oh,
I hope
definitely.
So. Alrighty. Thank you so much for calling into the show, Debbie. You'd be well, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Okay, well, this hour always flies by. We've got to take another very quick break. In the meantime, you might want to check out Dave's website. It's at theastrologystore.com. So check that out. And don't go anywhere. We're going to get back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Wind Bridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a Wind Bridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world, but for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential, and research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com. I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Dave Campbell, and before we get back to him and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help us. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website. If you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop at Amazon, there's another way you can help us. And this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive, it's free, and just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Now, once you set this up, every time you shop on the Internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, places like L.L. Bean, Drugstore.com, Nordstrom, Old Navy, Sirius Radio, Vistaprint, and many, many, many more. So just go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to our show. Certified medium Dave Campbell is here with us. We've actually got time for maybe one or two more calls. So let's get back to our phone lines. I believe we have Judine calling in from Staten Island. Are you with us, Judine?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I guess Spirit.
Spirit, okay. So I'm going to turn you over to Dave.
All right.
Okay, again, I feel a mother figure, and it might even be older energy because it feels like a grandmother.
Okay.
And I'm seeing Washington, so I don't know if it's, I think it's the state of Washington. I don't know if you have a connection there, but I'm hearing Washington.
No.
So, she shows me a lot of flowers, too. And I see a lot of flowers with their symbols of love, and she's sending you a lot of pink roses and rose petals. And she's been doing a lot of healing with you, so I don't know if you have a lot of healing issues that you're going through, but she's saying I'm helping heal, and it could be emotional, too, because I feel like that's what it is. I feel more emotional about it. And also to talk about it's a chest, like a chest of drawers. And because usually they show me something that will remind you of them or that was from them or that will identify them. So I'm seeing like a wooden chest of drawers that was made. And it could be from somebody in the family.
I don't have anything like that.
No, or did she? Furniture from... Yeah, it doesn't mean you have it. It just means that she's showing me something about hers or something that would remind you of her.
No, not really.
Okay.
I'm not sure who you're talking about.
Okay. It feels like grandmother, because it feels like older and antique.
Right.
And it does feel like there might be a male figure there, too, that because I see a male with a hat, a dress hat.
Okay.
And who had the cancer?
Oh, no, camper?
Cancer.
Cancer. I thought you said camper. I had a lot of family that passed from cancer, so I can't really pinpoint.
Okay. Because they're saying they passed of cancer, and I'm getting lung cancer. It's chest and lung area. And this one's
this
a male.
This is a grandmother figure you're
No,
getting?
This one's a male. I'm getting two. There's a male and there's a female. But the male that had cancer is it's a grandfather type figure.
Okay. Maybe my father's father? I don't know. He died before I was even born, so.
Did he? And I'm seeing round glasses that are old-fashioned. Yeah, this feels like old. I don't know if you would know him. And I get a B initial, like Ben or Bill. Ben, Bill, or Bob.
You know, it's interesting.
I have Uncle Bobby.
Yeah, Dave is getting the older energy, and I'm actually picking up on someone younger, Jadine. I don't know if there's a young male around you, Pat. Do you understand that?
How young?
Did somebody like you lose a son or a nephew? Or I'm feeling.
I had a young cousin that died at 22.
Okay. Because I feel a lot of tragedy around that, and I also, you know, they show us things that are very symbolic, and I feel like I'm seeing question marks all around this. So I don't know if they were like unanswered questions. Around his passing?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, because...
Yeah, he was only 22 years old.
Okay, because I kind of get a sense that some of the questions may have been answered, but some were not. And it was like kind of left open-ended. And I just feel very fast passing. I feel a lot of tragedy around this. Also, may I ask you, is there somebody around you who lost a young female as well? Because I'm getting young energy on the other side connected to you. Now, it might not be in your family. I almost feel like this is outside your family circle. So maybe you have like a coworker or a friend or a next-door neighbor that lost their daughter or their granddaughter. It's a young female who would have crossed. And I feel like the whole body was affected in some way. So I don't know if this was like a blood disease or if it might have been a cancer, something that would be systemic.
I can't.
think of anything.
Okay. May I ask you, how do you understand the name Kathy? And that could be short for...
Oh, I had it.
Go ahead.
It's okay. That was an aunt. I had an aunt that, yeah, she passed.
Your aunt. Okay. And that, and her name was Kathy? They called her Kathy?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm hearing that name. They're mentioning that name. You've actually got a lot of energy on the other side. I'm kind of sensing, Dave was picking up on some of the older energies. I'm sensing some of the younger ones. Your aunt comes in. I also feel like I have to mention with your Aunt Kathy that around her passing, I kind of get a sense like everything that could have been done for her was. Like she's trying to make me feel like they didn't leave anything out or there wasn't anything left that they could have tried. Do you understand with her? I'm just feeling like her crossing is very gentle and it was just her time to go.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, well, she said she was ready to go.
Yeah, because she's really making me feel like it's okay. It's my time. You know, it's my time. And also, I need to tell you that...
It was just sudden.
Yeah, her passing, though, was very gentle. It's just... She just crosses right over. It's very gentle. There's nothing traumatic about that.
Well, that's good. That's good to know.
Yeah, yeah. And also, is there a dad for you, a father figure on the other side, a dad figure?
Yeah.
Either your own father or a father-in-law or a stepdad?
No, mine. Mine. No, he was mine.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, because I'm sensing father coming in around you. Okay, he's just showing me something. I don't know if your dad spent a lot of time either away from home or doing a lot, like maybe he was a workaholic,
yes.
Or he just, okay.
He worked, but
yeah.
He also knew how to play hard.
Okay, gotcha, because he's making me feel like I'm not home enough, or I'm not home when they're expecting me, or I'm, you know, like I'm somewhere else.
Right.
And
yeah.
I'm not at home. Okay.
Yep.
So he's just kind of owning that, you know, sometimes they will mention things. I always call this the bits and pieces of people's lives because they're little tidbits that help to identify who it is we're connecting with. Okay. So that's why he would show me something like that, just so you know that.
Mm-hmm.
With your dad,
yeah.
And I don't feel like this had anything to do with his passing, but he's showing me, he's pointing down to his lower extremities, and I feel like he wants me to mention his knees. I don't know if that's something that bothered him or if he had an issue with that. Can you recall that or do you know, can you identify that?
Not really.
Okay, it's like he's pointing.
The day he died, I think he broke his leg.
Oh, okay, that would do it for me. Because I'm feeling like he's being very specific. He's pointing down to the lower extremities, and I know there's a problem there. So maybe he fell and something broke or whatever it is, but he's just showing me like this is not working, okay? And there's a problem there. And he's telling me talk about the car.
What car?
I don't know what car. He just said talk about the car. Mention the car. Okay. So
which
when
car,
they
I mean,
okay. When they talk about this, sometimes they're talking about the car they had, like it might have been, you know, the family didn't know what to do with it, or it might have, you know, you may have taken the car because obviously he's not using it anymore, so maybe it went to you. He's saying mention something about the car. It's either that or you may have had an incident where you feel as though you connected with him in the car. There could be something specific about that. He just brings it up, so I'll let you think about that.
Oh, I sometimes feel when I'm driving, like I feel like somebody's sitting in the passenger seat. And
okay.
I a lot of times a song comes on the radio and I feel like it's him. You know,
uh-huh.
Specific songs that remind me of him, and I'll just start crying.
Okay, that would do it for me because they usually will mention, if they mention places, there's some reason why. There's something about their energy or maybe you connecting with them or something that they're trying to get you to think about or remember. So he brings that up because when you are sensing him and feeling him when you're driving along, it's not your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad's with you. You know, they can be with us whenever they want, you know, and they do try to give us a heads up. They do try to let us know, you know.
Sorry, tell me stop texting so much.
Oh, no, I hope you're not doing that.
I try. I'm guilty.
Okay.
I'll admit it.
Okay.
You know?
Well, just know that you've got a lot of energy on the other side, so just know that they're there for you. The connections that we have to our loved ones are forever. You know, love is forever. Relationships are forever. Even challenging relationships are forever, okay? Always remember that. So these are forever connections, and just know that they're around. They love you. They always love us as much as we love them, okay? So I thank you so much for calling into the show. Yeah, sure.
Well, I was going to ask you one question. Well, since you have my father's energy, ask him what he thinks of the guy that I have my eye on or I've been talking to.
Your father just started laughing, and he's making me feel like this will be quite an adventure. That's what he wants me to say to you. This will be an adventure for you. So it's kind of like a yes. I would take that, like, explore this a little bit. That's how I would interpret that.
Okay.
If I hear the word adventure, it kind of means, like, you know, there's things to explore. So that could be kind of cool.
Okay? All right.
So I hope this helped you a little bit. And thank you so much for calling into the show.
Okay. You're welcome.
Awesome.
All right.
You know, we're just about out of time. I can never believe how quickly this hour goes. But I do want to thank our guest, Dave Campbell, for joining us this evening. You know, Dave, I want to ask you, too, before we let you go, when it comes, because I know you do astrology and you do lots of things, but when it comes to your mediumship, are you a natural-born medium? Is this something that you've had since you were, you know, a young child, a toddler?
Yeah, 8 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. I was babysat in a haunted house, and that's how I really realized, oh, my gosh, something's crazy here. And it was really hard because nobody wants to believe you when you talk about the ghosts and the boogeyman, and they're like, just stop watching the scary shows. And, you know
I always admire that in mediums. And, of course, a lot of our listeners probably don't realize this, but there are many, many different types of mediums. So when you have the ability as a child, you know, you're considered a natural-born medium. And, you know, it can be pretty scary when you're young because you don't really understand, you know, what it is you're perceiving. And, you know, they're kind of walking up to you. And a lot of natural-born mediums actually see spirits visually, you know.
I did when I was younger. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I admire that. I think that's very brave, you know, and I think it's kind of a cool thing. And before we wrap up, if any of our listeners would like more information about your work or if they'd like to schedule a private reading with you, is the best way to reach you through your website?
The website or the phone numbers, 623-463-6286.
Okay, and once again, Dave's web address is www.theastrologystore.com, and he's located in Arizona. And I would also like to thank all of our listeners for being with us tonight. We certainly hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. We invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and once you're there, you can become a member. You can sign up for our newsletter. And, of course, you'll be able to check out all of the wonderful events that we host, like our raffles and our retreats and so much more. Please join us next week on May 28th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light with your host, Angelina Diana. Her guest will be Dr. Betty Kovacs, so be sure to tune in for that as well. I'm Doreen Malloy, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at doreenmalloy.com. And in the meantime, I wish all of you a wonderful evening and many blessings. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.